Are you wrestling with yourself, other people, life? Well, if so, you are not alone, and literally nobody has like figured out, okay? Hey guys, welcome back to the Wrestling with Life podcast. If we've not met before, hello, I am your host, M. Led. Thank you so much for tuning in. The Wrestling with Life podcast is all about getting out of our heads together, baby. So if you are an overthinker who tends to get in your own way a lot, but you have a lot of big dreams and a lot of goals and things that you want to get done in this life, then you're going to want to press that follow button and join the wrestling squad, because that's exactly what we strive to do on this podcast, baby. We got new episodes every single Tuesday, and make sure to turn on your notifications so that you don't miss a single one. We have got an amazing guest episode today. We got my friend Bree, aka Baby Bree, on the podcast. We're talking about wrestling with our faith, wrestling with shame, struggling with anger at the Christian church, struggling with anger at other Christians. And even if you don't believe in God, even if you don't identify as a Christian, anybody listening can get something out of this episode, because Bree and I talk really vulnerably about trying to make sense of this world that we're in, trying to make sense of God and spirituality and our faith and where we fit into all of that. And the goal of this episode is just to make other people feel not alone out there who are also wrestling with the same kind of questions. None of us have it figured out. None of us know what we're doing. And all of us are just trying to do the best that we can every single day. And I feel like Bree and I sent that exact message in this episode. So without further ado, y'all, let's get into the episode. Wrestling fam, please allow me to introduce you to literally one of my favorite people, one of my best friends, someone that I look up to tremendously, the one and only Baby Bree. Hi, Bree.
Hi, Emlyn. I'm so excited to be here with you.
Dude, I'm shitting my pants. I'm so happy that you're here. And we have like a very hot topic, kind of, I guess, a controversial topic to talk about. And the reason why I'm bringing you in for this, you already know, is because I look up to you so much when it comes to faith and Christianity, man. Like, you and I have both wrestled with our faith at different points in time. But there is just so many different ways that we could take this talk. But I want you to be the person for this, because you are just so grounded. You are so level-headed. And we've been friends for, how long have we been friends for now? Is it 4 years?
Close to 4 years, yeah.
4 years. And every single time within these last 4 years that I'm struggling with my faith, you are the person that I go to, because you have such a mature faith and your perspectives on things are so level-headed. They're not like black and white and extreme. Like, they're very solid in the middle. And you just have like a lot of wisdom to share. And we gotta give it to the wrestling fam today, baby.
You're so, so sweet. Thank you so much for making me feel more confident in my faith too, because I definitely have, like you said, have had moments where I really question where I'm at in my faith.
Yeah.
Which is natural in your hills and valleys of your faith as you're walking. But knowing that I have such a strong friendship with you, and you really do in your questions as you're struggling, really push me to understand my faith better. So I really appreciate you and what you've done for me in that way too.
I don't feel like I've done anything, but I appreciate you saying
that is so false. Our conversations really have really pushed me too, because you definitely bring things in that I haven't thought about before and bring it into like a totally different light for me and help me realize things and push me to find answers to things that I've never thought of before.
Oh, Bree. Well, hopefully we can do that for the listeners today. What I really want to talk about is just kind of the things that don't get talked about in Christian faith. I have specifically avoided this topic, to be honest with you, on my podcast, because it's something that I just have been wrestling with so much, and I still have a lot of questions around. And I feel like when I get on this mic, I don't want to fill other people's ears with more uncertainty about things. And so it's been a really difficult topic for me to even cover. Like I've mentioned, you know, I grew up in a strict Christian home on here. I've mentioned that I've been wrestling with my faith, kind of questioning like the beliefs that I have versus how I was raised. Where does that leave me now? Am I still a Christian? And so today I just kind of like want to hit on some of those really hard topics that make other people
question their faith as well. So can you start by giving a background on your faith? Because I know you were raised also kind of in a similar home as I was.
Yes, absolutely. So I was raised in a Christian home just like you were, and I was actually homeschooled my entire life because my parents wanted to give me and my siblings a good Christian education and to be able to build our family where we actually spent a lot of time together and grew together. And that way also my parents had some control over what we were learning and like how we were learning it as far as like a Christian perspective. And so I feel like that really kind of paved the way for my faith. Like my mom has been very influential in my faith and just the way she lives her life and how her relationship with God is so real has made him a lot more real in my life. So she would do Bible studies with us when we were growing up to kind of bolster our faith and to just give us a good solid background for just your typical biblical stories that you hear about all the time. And so I grew up with that. And then I did like Young Life and high school, went to church, went to all the little small groups, all your typical stuff you do when you're growing up as a Christian. And then in college, I decided to, obviously, that's honestly where we met, was Ashland University. And so that's associated with the Brethren Church. And so there I was involved in different campus ministries, still trying to figure out, is this something that I want to pursue more deeply? I think I always knew that I was going to believe in God and knew that that was something that was important to my life. But that was the first time that I had the opportunity to really kind of take charge of my own faith.
Right. Because mom and dad aren't there to steer you anymore.
Exactly. So you kind of have that ability to make that choice yourself in that scenario.
Yeah.
And so I got involved in different campus ministries, and I think that was the first time that I actually had a lot of, actually struggled and wrestled a lot with my faith from the standpoint of just being hurt by other Christians there and not understanding how somebody who professes to be a Christian could do some of the things that they did.
Mm-hmm.
And so that really just had me in like a tough place where I was wanting to choose God, but it felt very difficult. And so I ebbed and flowed from feeling close to him to feeling really far away from him and not really wanting anything to do with him. And then as I graduated, then I still felt like I was in that same kind of position where it was ebbing and flowing between interest and not interested. And so it wasn't until I moved out to Phoenix 2 years ago that I totally had a radically changing experience with my relationship with God, where moving somewhere where I only knew a handful of people really, really forced me to trust him more and to seek him out more, because I didn't have anybody else out there. And so I really needed something to really focus on and to rely on, because everything in my life was changing.
Yep.
And so that's where I really experienced that God doesn't change and that he is such a constant. Mm. And so that's where I felt like my faith has really, really deepened within the last 2 years very greatly. And so that's kind of where I'm at now.
I love that, babe. And I love that you had that experience moving out to Phoenix, because I just remember before you made that decision how it was not an easy one. You were uprooting your entire life, and to see you 2 years into it and what it's brought to you, like, I'm like, yeah, baby. I love that.
God has been so
God
faithful
came
in that.
Through.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I want to back up to when you mentioned being hurt by another Christian in college, because when I think about why I have struggled so much with my faith, it was never really coming from a place of doubting God's existence. Mm-hmm. Like when I really look at why I've struggled, I've never doubted that God is real. I see him all over my life. I see him working. A lot of the struggle and anger that I have felt has come from other Christians and the way that Christians kind of, I guess, put everyone in a box. Like, if you believe in God, this is how you should act. These are the choices that you should make if you're a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say like Christians, I don't want to, like, the point of this episode is not to like spew hate at other Christians. I want to make it very clear that I recognize that I have played into this exact dynamic at different points in my life before I even like woke up a little bit and realized how I was. I used to be extremely judgmental. Mm-hmm. I used to be one of those Christians that tried to tell other people how to live and tried to condemn other people for the choices that they made.
Mm-hmm.
And the anger that I've had has been outgrowing that and realizing that this kind of like black and white thinking that comes from a lot of different people in the Christian church is just so harmful and isolating. And I have experienced like, okay, I'm now in my adult life. I'm now making choices for myself that don't necessarily line up with the upbringing that I had. But that doesn't mean that God loves me less. That doesn't make me less worthy. That doesn't make other Christians who choose a different path better than me.
Yep.
So that's like the anger that I've been wrestling with. But back to you, like for you in that experience, like what was it about another Christian hurting you in that way that jaded you towards your faith in general?
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's just really hard because naturally as a Christian, you hold other Christians to a higher standard of living.
Facts.
Because you're like, they should know better.
Yeah.
And so when they do something to hurt you or do something that seems completely contrary to what you were told that how Christians should act,
yeah,
then you sit there and just question everything. And you're like, how could you choose to do that? Like you're an image bearer of God.
Yeah.
So you're actively choosing not to, you know, continue that role in what you're doing. And so I feel like that made it really difficult for me to really connect with God because I was like, okay, if these people are, you know, supposed to be called to a higher standard of living and this is how they're living, then do I want any part of that?
Yep.
And so I felt like it just really made me question God himself. And so I remember having a conversation with somebody about this while I was still in college. And they basically said to me that ultimately we are image bearers of God. That's true. But since we aren't God, we're not perfect. We're sinful. We can't be God. So you can't expect somebody to act perfectly.
100%.
And they're going to make mistakes. And ultimately, us people, we're not reflections of God's true character. So what you're seeing in humans is not who God truly is.
Right.
And you need to seek out God separately from what you're seeing from other Christians.
Yes. Yeah, 100%. It's funny that you say that that was the source of your anger because I guess I've been on the flip side of it because I felt like I was kind of being held to that standard that you're talking about. That's what frustrated me because I think like very commonly in religion, there is just so much emphasis put on the law of it and how you should live and the choices that you should be making. Whereas what's God's biggest commandment in the Bible? Love one another. Right? Love each other. Don't judge each other. Don't act like you're better than someone else. What is it like? See the speck in your own eye before you call the plank out in someone else's. And to me, like that is the core of how Jesus walked and lived and breathed on this earth is he hung out with prostitutes. He hung out with the tax collectors, the lowest of the low in society.
Yep.
And he just breathed love. Like that was how he lived in his essence. And so what's so frustrating for me is that the law is what so many Christians get caught up in and like Bible slamming other people and saying like, this is the little box that you have to live in order to be a Christian. And in reality, I think a lot of those Christians, because we are all sinful, we all have something that we struggle with. We all have demons, ways that we're sinful. A lot of those Christians just hide those things that they're doing and then try to present themselves in a very like perfected way. And that's where my anger comes in.
Yep.
Does that
yep.
make sense?
Absolutely. Completely. And I think that's something a lot of Christians probably have experienced, whether they're willing to admit that or not.
Right.
But it's so true. I think naturally we're very shameful. And we like to hide all of our imperfections yep. and all of our sin and don't like to be authentic and genuine in admitting those. There's definitely a lot of value in confession, but I think that we're even through confession, we're still very guarded because we don't want to present ourselves to people as how broken we actually are.
Yeah,
because you're like, that's hard. It's hard to be vulnerable. Scary. It's scary. You don't know how people are going to react. Like you're saying, like if you've had a lot of experience with people who've reacted poorly, then it makes you want to shut down even more.
Yes.
So I think that it's also definitely rooted in pride for sure, too, because we're naturally very prideful people and want to be perfect and want to, you know, have this picturesque image to us that other people see. And we try and present that. So then you don't show people, you know, your sinful parts because we naturally just are shameful of those things.
Yes. 100%. I think I kind of find myself in a unique position, especially running this podcast, because I have purposefully exposed those parts of myself because I recognize that that's such a problem in our society. Mm-hmm. It's not just with Christians, it's everybody. Like, it's a human thing. And the more and more I live my life in a vulnerable way, the more frustrated I get with people who don't do that.
Yep.
And I'm actively trying to remind myself how difficult it is and how long I hid those parts of myself, how long I tried to perfect and like present the best MLED that I could wherever I went. And I think we all will still do that forever. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's normal or human instinct to like lead with like, here's all the horrible things about me. Nice to meet you. You know, like
I would like to interject here and tell everyone that the first time that MLED and I hung out, we knew each other in college, but like we weren't friends. It was like passing by, we knew who each other was and would say hi, how are you, and all of that. But the first time we actually hung out, we just absolutely trauma dumped on each other our entire life story. I remember walking out of dinner and thinking she was never gonna talk to me again because I absolutely just downloaded all this horrific stuff.
Babe, that made me adore you because I was like, do you know how rare it is to have like real genuine conversations like that? Like, we both sat there and just like, I felt like you saw me. Mm-hmm. I was like, Bree gets it, bro. Yep. Bree understands me.
That's exactly how I felt, honestly, walking out of that. And I think why I value our friendship so much is because you are so genuine. Mm-hmm. And naturally, when people are more willing to open up and be honest about their imperfections, where they're struggling, what they're working on, then naturally who you're talking to is more willing to open up to.
100%.
So I'm just very much so in awe of the way that you've lived your life, and especially with this podcast of opening up to all these people that you might not personally know, but you're letting them into your life and showing those vulnerable sides of you in hopes that, you know, you're going to make a difference in the world and in their lives to be a little more vulnerable too.
Hey, thank you.
Of course.
That means the world to me because it's been very difficult, and I don't ever want to like undersell how hard it is to wear your heart on your sleeve and be vulnerable, especially doing something like this. But there is so much value in it, and it's something that our world desperately needs because everybody is constantly wearing that mask that I'm so frustrated with, that you're so frustrated with, that it's like, God, can you just say something real? Can you just be honest about something that you're going through? I don't want to hear the highlight reel of your life. Yep. We all deal with that enough as it is with social media and people sharing their high highs. And it's like, you don't need to trauma dump on everyone you meet, right?
So true.
Right? Like, we had a unique situation where like we felt really comfortable and safe with each other in order to do that really quickly. But that's not like a good thing to do. Like,
don't just start telling random strangers all of your personal history.
Right. Like, make sure that it's safe. Make sure that they're not going to use that against you.
Absolutely.
And that they're like a quality person. But I encourage anybody who is like really, really struggling, that taking that risk to be vulnerable and sharing like your frustrations or your anger or the ways that you're insecure or the things that you don't like about yourself, there is just like a power that is taken away from those deep, deep feelings when you say it out loud.
Absolutely. You're no longer hiding. And it feels so good to just kind of let that out and let it be a reality, but also know that you're not stuck in that reality.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the first step into actually making a difference and changing something in your life is talking about it with somebody, because they're also probably going to give you a perspective you're sitting here and you're overthinking that you're probably not thinking about.
Dude, yes.
And honestly, people relate so much to what you're going through because we're all human. So we go through very similar feelings and progressions through things.
Yes.
So most likely they've experienced something really similar. But I think we talk ourselves down in expressing how we're feeling because we think we're so special and think that we're going through it alone.
Yes.
Even though that's so not true. And that also, I think, stems from pride too. That, I'm just different. Like, nobody could understand me.
I'm so different. I'm so quirky.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, no, hon, you're not like that.
No, but you're so right. Like, we're all guilty of it. I know I am. And it's like your ego gets in the way. Yep. And I think it's also like a fear of like, I don't want this person to pity me. Mm-hmm. I don't want them to look at me and feel bad. I don't want to dump my problems on them. And I know, especially me, like when I used to have such a like tough exterior all the time, I didn't want people to see me as weak. And yep. I didn't want people to like underestimate me and think like, oh, this girl needs to get her shit together. But and again, like I said, you're not going to be like that with everybody. Like yeah. pick and choose. But absolutely. There's something so freeing for real. You actually feel like you're living life and not pretending and going mm-hmm. through the motions when you finally drop the mask.
Absolutely. And the people that you share that with, like you were saying, you need to make sure that they're trusted individuals, but yeah. they're going to be there to support you and help walk you through those things. And ultimately, like, it's going to strengthen your relationships so much more, and it's going to be a deeper relationship because you're actually seeing the person for who they are.
Facts. And it's not a surface level relationship.
Exactly. That's how you build that deeper connection with people.
How do you think that God ties in with dropping the mask?
For sure. Yeah. I mean, like he's created us. He already knows all these things about us. And yet mm-hmm. we still sit here and try and hide all those things from people and maybe even God himself too.
Yeah.
But he is so, so intimately involved with us, whether we realize that or not.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's no hiding those things from God. So he wants to be involved. He wants that. It's like any other relationship. He wants you to communicate with him. He might already know all of this stuff, but the more that you're able to pray, and prayer not being just, hey, God, I want this, but prayer of like, hey, let's have a conversation. I'm going to sit here and listen and also speak to you. And so he wants involved in all of that because he created you. He loves you and he knows all those things about you already.
Facts.
So it's, I think that it's super important that we're not only telling other people about these things, but also going to God with these things.
Yeah.
Because ultimately we can tell people all we want. They can give us good advice, but the one who's actually going to make changes in our life is God. Because we can't do that alone.
Bruh. I feel so convicted you saying that. Wrestling fam, really quick. I am screaming, crying, throwing up, y'all. I'm popping in to let you know that my merch is finally here, baby. I have spent months testing out different products, working with different manufacturers to make sure that by the time y'all get this merch in your hands, that you are absolutely in love with it. And it's finally ready for you, baby. If you want to be one of the very first people on the Wrestling Squad to ever get your hands on a piece of Wrestling with Life merch, go click the link in the show notes right now. When I tell y'all that I am obsessed with how this merch has turned out, that is the understatement of the century. The hoodies, bro, oh my God, they are embroidered, they are oversized and comfy, and the colors, bro, I'm literally going to be buying one of every single color for myself. And then I have trucker caps available in two different colors that are both just like so streetwear chic. And I feel like such a bad bitch when I wear them. You guys need to go get your hands on this right now. It's a great way to support the podcast and a great way to support me. So if you've ever listened to Wrestling with Life and you thought, oh my God, I just wish I could give MLED the fattest hug. Well, this is the next best thing that you can do to support me besides give me a hug. So go get your hands on some merch, baby. Now, let's get back to the episode. I want to know what your prayer life is like, because I used to pray every night before bed. Like mm-hmm. me and my family used to do that as kids. And then going into like college, I think I got away from it a lot, like communal living. I don't know. I felt like, I guess, weird doing it in front of other people, because I pray out loud, like in my bed at night.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And now in my adult life, I'm starting to get a lot back into it. What does your prayer life look like?
So I recently just had this really cool epiphany of like, hey, like I can be anywhere and I can be just having an active conversation with God. Like, and I'm like, I could be sitting at my desk at work and nobody would have any idea.
Yeah.
And so when things come up, I'm trying to make it more of a habit to just go straight to God with things. Instead of, oh, I have to wait until I'm in my bed at night to talk to him. We have free access to him. That was his whole point with the, you know, going to the cross. It's like, hey, we don't have to have that barrier. Like he's an open book with us, where we can be an open book with him.
Yeah.
And so I've been trying to do a lot better of realizing that and taking advantage of that, because he's given that to us as a free gift.
Yeah.
And so we might as well make good use of it because he's there. And so trying to be more active about praying throughout my day, on my drive into work, on my drive home from work, before bed, and just because obviously there is a value to having prayer time before bed where you can just have actual quiet time and just be focused on that, because prayers at work, you might be a little distracted and stuff and send up a quick prayer. But I think there's different different ways to do it and different types of prayers. And so as you are going throughout your day, as you're trying to make connection with him, I think that's how you kind of further your relationship with him. Because honestly, if you're in a relationship with someone, you're actively talking to them, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's not like you're like, oh, I'll put them off until later. And that's a lot oftentimes what we do with God. But it's realizing you have that free access to him and can take advantage of that whenever, wherever, however.
That's so good. Yeah. You can text your boyfriend 24/7. Like,
exactly.
You can be in constant prayer with God for sure.
Exactly.
I love that. I've also kind of heard, I think this comes from my mama. Shout out to my mom. She always says that she pictures Jesus sitting on the couch in her living room with like a spot next to him, waiting for her to come speak with him.
That's beautiful.
And like tell him about her day. And when I hear that, I feel guilty because I'm like, you know how many times I walk past the couch and I'm like, I don't see you, Jesus. I got shit to do.
Exactly. I'm a little busy. I'll get to you later.
Yeah. Yeah. And that, I mean, that breaks my heart. And I also think too, like, have you seen The Passion of the Christ, that movie? That movie just makes me bawl my eyes out because it just really illustrates how much Jesus loves us. And it fills me with so much guilt because I'm like, I have the literal savior of the universe who sees immense value in me and my tiny little problems, who he like wants me to talk to him about it.
Yep.
And I'm too busy and too caught up in my world here to make time for that. It's very convicting.
Absolutely. Yes. And I think that it's really cool how he uses those different things.
Bro, like, what just happened with your voice?
I'm struggling out here. I'm sorry if I sound like I'm dying.
Bree's sick, everyone. Sorry to interrupt you. I was just like, what was that?
I was trying not to die over here. It's fine. She's calling me out for it.
I'm sorry. So, please go.
I think that it's just cool how he uses things like that, like a movie, to just convict us and get a little reminder in of who he is and who he can be truly in our life.
Yeah.
And how intimate he truly wants to be with us.
Yeah.
And you're right. It's so easy to be like, I'll get to it later. Mm-hmm. I have a bunch of other stuff that other people are expecting of me.
Yeah.
But as we continue to push him away, that makes it a lot more difficult. We feel more and more genuine and less like ourselves, the more disconnected we become from God, because he is who created us.
Facts, dude. And that's the feeling that I've kind of found myself in. Like, as I was kind of wrestling with everything these last few years, I feel like there is this God-sized hole in all of us that we try to fill with literally everything else but God.
Yes.
And I tried to do that. And I tried to just think, you know, God is not important to me because I have so many questions about where I fit in with Christianity. Mm-hmm. That's a valid reason for me to just put it on the back burner. Mm-hmm. And I watched as I stopped prioritizing God in my life altogether, just how there still felt like there was that hole. It didn't matter what else I did. It didn't matter that I launched a podcast. It didn't matter that I was killing it at my 9-to-5 job. Mm-hmm. It didn't matter like how great my life was becoming here. It still felt like there was like a discontentment missing. And I knew it was because I was making everything about me and putting so much emphasis on myself when I don't exist for me.
Yeah.
I exist for him.
Exactly.
And I forget that all the time.
Preach it, sis. We all need that reminder for sure, because we all, it's not just you. It's not just something that you struggle with. It's definitely across the board something all Christians struggle with, because we're human.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there anything that like you have on your heart with your faith in general that's like coming up for you throughout this conversation that you want people to know?
For sure. Yeah. Actually, I've just been really thinking about and pondering how important it is that, yes, like we're living in that love of Christ, and that that's how we operate and see other people, is that God loves them. So therefore, I also get to love them too. Mm. No matter how frustrating, how much we might dislike that person, we don't have the option. And so it's like, that's still God's child. And so I get to see them that way too.
Mm.
But I think it's also important that if people aren't kind of going back to that whole thing of if with Christian hurt, and it's like, okay, how could somebody do that to me? I feel very judged, all of that.
Yeah.
I think that there is a correct way to go about doing that.
Okay.
Because ultimately God does call us to a higher standard of living. And so there are things in the Bible that he's like, okay, they are black and white. There's some things that aren't, as far as what we're how we're supposed to act as Christians.
What are those?
And so it's not always black and white, but also there's certain things of just, you know, we need to be in constant connection with him,
mm-hmm.
and like living in that love, but also calling things out, calling things out in truth.
Okay.
Because his truth is love. Like he called us out on our sin and was like, you're not up to the standard of getting into heaven, right? He loved us enough to come and die on the cross. And so I think that we also, okay, so we found that, we understand that. And so naturally, as we follow into that love with him and have faith in him, then our obedience to him changes. We become obedient because we love him.
Yes.
But I don't think that gives us any right, like you're saying, to judge other people for maybe not living in that way.
Yes.
I think that there's a way that we might see something and might need to lovingly, in truth, say, hey, that's not exactly what God's calling us or how God's calling us to live. Like, for example, like if you know somebody is like actively lying and you're like, that's not it, you
yeah.
know? And so I think there's a difference in like calling them out in front of everyone, but you need to take them aside and just be like, hey, I know that these are some things that I've seen, but this isn't part of your character. Like, this is not what we're called to be,
right.
you know, doing. And so I think that there's a way that can be done in love.
100%.
And so, especially if you have like a good relationship with that person and just knowing that, hey, I'm calling you out in love because I'm holding you to a standard and would expect you to hold me to that standard if
right.
you saw me doing something like that.
100%. I think that's so, so, so good. I 100% back the idea of calling out your people.
Yeah.
And holding them to a high standard, absolutely. But you're so right. It's how you do it. I think there's a big difference between that and speaking over people who you don't have business speaking
exactly.
over.
Exactly.
And I think there's like, for me, I used to be like, for example, when I was in high school, I remember the gay marriage law got passed. I went onto Facebook at the time and wrote this like big long thing, basically Bible slamming as to why this was against God's will.
Mm-hmm.
And fast forward to now, I fully proudly support the LGBTQ community because I have so many friends who I have seen be impacted really negatively by the judgment that comes from that.
Mm-hmm.
And there is, for me, like, I know that it explicitly says that in the Bible. There's some gray area that I've seen around that. Like, maybe the word homosexual didn't come up in the Bible until a lot later. The truth of the matter is that, like, we have no idea. Like, mm-hmm. we can speculate. Like, here is the word. Here is the law that's been given to us. There's so many different interpretations. And at the end of the day, I am not God.
Yeah.
I am not here to tell you how to live your life or tell you what to do. Anybody really at all. It's the people who you are close with and you see them acting a certain way that you actually have authority and sway in their life and you know who they want to be.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you're holding them to the standard that they have for themselves too.
Yep.
So I just think there's a huge difference in that and then being the kind of person that I was back in high school where I think that I'm God and I have the power mm-hmm. to condemn and tell other people mm-hmm. how they should or shouldn't live their life. No, my job is to love you and to live by example
yep.
and to live out what I feel and believe. And if you agree with that or you see value in that, then you can take that on and model your life after that. If not, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, I agree. I think that there's a time and place to, you know, call people out on things
yeah.
that need to be called out
yeah.
and it needs to be done in the correct way. Cause obviously we're not all without consequence.
Mm-hmm.
So how we do something is just as important as actually doing it.
Yeah.
And whether you know, whether it's the topic of like homosexuality and if you like believe in that or not, and you're like, hey, maybe how you were previously versus how you are now.
Yeah.
There's a way to go about that correctly. And I think that's honestly the most important part because you're right. There's a lot of stuff in the Bible that's very gray area and up for a lot of interpretation
debate.
And debate nowadays.
Yeah.
So it's important that you as a person, go and study those things and figure out for yourself what you believe. But then, like you're saying, you're not going to go and just, you know, hit someone over the head with a Bible.
Yep.
And be like, you have to believe this.
Exactly.
Because ultimately, we can't change people's minds.
No.
You can definitely plant those seeds, but it's God's, you know, prerogative to do something
100%.
Like that. 100%. So we need to make sure that we're living our lives how we feel that and know that God is calling us to.
Yes.
And that's what we need to be focused on. We need to stay in our own lanes.
100% preach, baby. That's something that has freed me tremendously, because I used to just get so pissed off when people didn't see things the way that I did. And it is such a waste of time and energy, because everybody else has lived a completely different reality than I have, than you have. Everyone sees things differently. Everyone has different formative experiences. And some people have, especially I've learned as an adult, have had traumatic experiences within the church.
Yes.
Who have been isolated by their church communities, who have been judged, who have been turned off to God altogether.
Yep.
And that breaks my heart, because that's not what God ever intended. Mm-hmm. It's broken human beings, imperfect human beings, just like you and I, who have acted and projected their own pain and their own reality onto other people and caused that pain. Mm-hmm. So if you're someone who is listening and like you have been turned off to God in general because of one of those experiences, I just want to let you know that that's not a reflection of God's character. That's a reflection of human beings being messed up. And all of us are one of those human beings. Like, all of us have fallen short.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's so important to be seeking God and understanding God's character apart from other humans.
Yes.
So doing your own time, on your own time, going and seeking him and understanding him for who he truly is. And I think it's just such a, that's when I started doing that. That's when I realized how like just off I was in college about like why I was running away from God.
Yeah.
And like, I shouldn't be running away from him, because he is perfect. He is everything he says he is in the Bible, and he is faithful and always shows up.
Yeah.
And it's just that, like you're saying, those humans that are going to come in and just mess all that up. So we need to make sure our eyes are focused on the right thing.
Yes.
And that in dealing with those people, it's having that correct view of them in our lives, and what they're allowed to, you know, what they're saying is allowed to penetrate us.
100%. I realized that I had allowed other human beings to kind of essentially ruin my relationship with God when that's between me and God.
Exactly.
That's not me and everyone else. And so it's interesting the things that we internalize and allow to steer our lives, when that actually has no influence whatsoever on like the relationship we have with God.
Yep. And then in the same way, it's also being discerning and knowing that there are good Christians out there and allowing those people to speak into your life. So you need to be discerning about who you're letting have a voice in your relationship with God.
Yeah.
And knowing that there are humans out there who do genuinely want to help you grow in your faith and understand God more. And in the same way, do that for them as well.
Yeah.
So it's important to know that it's not only just focus on your relationship with God. It's like, okay, you're allowed to allow other people into that too, when it's the right people who have the right intentions.
I'm really glad you said that, because you're one of those people for me, dude. And every time that I can talk to you about these things, like, you are so level-headed and you just, you say it how it is. You say the truth that you know. You never make me feel judged. And if everybody had a Brie in their life, I think everyone could benefit from having a friend like you. So I just hope you know how much I love you and how grateful I am for you.
Oh, thank you so much, sis. I just value you so much, and your friendship, and the way that, I mean, like, you might not think that, but like, you've definitely helped me a lot in my faith and started to make me think of things differently from a different point of view.
Yeah. Well, you've done the same for me. You've brought me back down to earth in a lot of ways. You've helped me work through this just like frustration and anger that I have a lot. And going back to kind of what you said about having good Christians in your life, I've had like a few different people come into my life recently who are really strong in their faith. And the way that they speak about God and about their relationship with him is so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And it reminds me of a time where I wasn't so jaded and I wasn't so angry. And I realized that like that's still within me.
Yeah.
And that God just has some work to do in my heart, because there's a lot that I still need to let go of. A lot of anger and like healing that I need to do with my faith in order to like really feel connected to him and feel his love. And the reason that I feel so distant is because of those emotions that I've internalized.
Yep.
So I'm excited. Like, when I think about the future, I'm like, I know what's going on within my heart now. Like, I see kind of like light at the end of the tunnel. And I know that the only way that I'm going to like get my relationship with God, I guess, quote unquote, like back on track is by continuing to have conversations like this and let it out. And I just think like, if there's anyone listening who's in that same position, that's what I would encourage you to do too. Like, you don't have to have all the answers. I certainly don't. There's a lot that I still have questions about with my faith. What I know without a doubt is that God is real. He exists. And I'm so thankful for everything that he's provided in my life. And that doesn't make me less of a believer.
Nope.
Because I don't have the answers.
Absolutely not. Nobody does.
Right. Like,
and if somebody makes it seem that they do, they really don't.
Facts.
So don't believe that.
Facts.
So ultimately, it's about, you know, strengthening your relationship with God through prayer, through reading his word, through understanding him better.
Yeah.
And then also, God puts people in our lives for a reason. Like, the Christian faith isn't to be done alone. And so having those people, like you're saying, who come in and they have those relationships with God, like that's another way that he points us back to himself.
Yeah.
And what we were ultimately created for. And so that's why it just feels so good to be in those relationships and to have those conversations. We don't need to have it all figured out. We're all learning together. And that's what's really cool, is that it's a growing process throughout our entire lives, and you just get to have different people on that journey with you to help you through different seasons of life.
Yeah.
And learn different things about God. And ultimately, like, that's the goal, is to continuously be like sanctified and be made more like him. And other people and just the journey that we're on, like, brings us to that, because God is very intentional with each of our lives, whether it sometimes doesn't feel that way or not, but he definitely is ultimately in control of that.
He is. Yeah. What a good way to end it, baby. What a good note to go out on. You got anything else you want to say before you wrap it up?
I was just going to say that, like, I just really appreciate you and just your friendship, that even though we're 1,600 miles away from each other, you still are so intentional, and we get to still have these deep conversations and be authentic and genuine with each other from the very start of our friendship to continuing to now. So I know that you're one of those friends that ultimately helps deepen my faith, and I get to kind of have as a sounding board for when I'm struggling with things. And yeah. So I just know that, like, with the conversations that we had, like, God has been made more real to me. And I just would encourage other people out there to, you know, go search for that. Go to church. Like,
yeah.
Christianity is such a community thing.
Yeah.
Go find those people. They're out there. You just have to be, I know, prayerful about it. And like we have been saying, just be careful about who you're telling what to, know when to open up.
Right.
But there are people out there, and God does give us those people in our lives, and continue, like, ask for his wisdom and things, because he so badly wants to give that to us when yeah. we're asking for things that are in his will. Like, he wants to give those things to us. So Ooh. Be bold with those things.
That's so good. Yeah, that's a prayer that I've been praying lately, is like, God, if it's in your will, I want it.
Yep.
If it's not in your will, I don't want it.
Exactly.
And that makes it a lot easier to discern where you're going and if that's where he wants you to be.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that makes all the difference and helps us to really be content in life no matter what happens.
Yeah.
Because we know that ultimately God's in control. He's still good. We're still loved no matter what happens on this earth, which makes life so much more hopeful.
Facts. Well, baby Bree, you are so, so, so wise. And I know that people listening to this are going to feel very encouraged and uplifted. And that's all thanks to your character and your wisdom and your vulnerability. So I appreciate you coming on. I've been wanting to get you on since I launched this podcast. I'm so glad that we could do this in person. You killed it. You did amazing. This just felt like one of our conversations.
Honestly,
that we have.
Yes, it really, it truly does. It feels like I'm just like sitting on my bed back in my apartment, like on the phone with you as we normally have these conversations. So thank you so much for allowing me to come and discuss this topic. One of my favorite things to talk about, for sure. Mm-hmm. And just to be here with you has been so great.
I feel the same way, babe. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So thankful for Bree coming on the podcast and having such a raw and authentic and vulnerable conversation. And also so thankful for you guys, you the listeners. Thank you so much to every single person who consistently tunes in for episodes. If you found yourself encouraged today by this message and you have not left me a rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify Podcasts, please take a second and do that real quick. Leave me a 5-star rating. Ratings help the podcast to to grow and come up and search more. And when we grow, we can just continue growing Wrestling with Life, getting this encouraging kind of content into more people's ears, allowing other people to feel not alone. And ultimately for you guys, wrestling fam, this allows me to create more content for you guys, to invest more in the podcast, more time, energy, soul, blood, sweat, tears, all the things. So please go ahead and do that for me. Otherwise, wrestling fam, I hope you all have a fantastic week, that you get out there, that you grab life by the freaking balls, and that you RKO the shit out of life. We'll talk soon. Bye, y'all. Hey, babe, just a quick little reminder. The Wrestling with Life podcast and any content posted on my channels is presented solely for general informational and educational purposes. The use of this information is at the user's own risk and should not be substituted for the advice of a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional, okay? If you are struggling with your mental health, please consider seeking professional help or contact the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Please don't try to get through this by yourself. You are not alone.